Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. Johns Hopkins University is reporting more than 8 million coronavirus infections in the U.S. since the pandemic broke out in January. The U.S. death toll has risen to more than 218,000. Cases are surging in several states, and White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says the Trump administration is on top of it.
The president is out and about. The task force is meeting each and every day. We have our doctors out on the airwaves. We have our doctors out in local media addressing these communities directly.
She offers no further details on steps being taken to curb what many health officials are calling an apparent third surge. President Trump is taking his reelection campaign to the key battleground states of Michigan and Wisconsin today. But as coronavirus cases surge in Wisconsin, Susan Bentz of member station WUWM reports doctors there are urging the president to cancel his plans.
The working-class town of Janesville was expecting a Trump visit earlier this month. That plan evaporated when he was diagnosed with COVID-19. Trump will campaign and fundraise there this time around with a private fundraising reception. A group of doctors is urging the president to cancel his plans, citing soaring COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations in the state. Bob Friedland is state lead for the Committee to Protect Medicare.
President Trump's rallies pack people close together. Two, his rallies give him a bullhorn to spread misinformation that people hear and act upon with dangerous consequences.
Wisconsin is considered a key state to both presidential campaigns. For NPR News, I'm Susan Bentz in Milwaukee.
Coronavirus infections are surging in several European countries as well. They'd eased pandemic restriction. France and Britain are among those reimposing them. The Supreme Court has agreed to speed up a review of President Trump's attempt to make an unprecedented change to the 2020 census. NPR's Hansi Lo Wong reports Trump wants to change it. Who can be included in the count?
The 14th Amendment requires a count that determines each state's share of congressional seats to include the whole number of persons in each state. On November 30th, the Supreme Court is hearing oral arguments over whether President Trump can break with more than 200 years of precedent and exclude unauthorized immigrants from those numbers. The hearing's timing increases the potential for Trump to try to alter the numbers during his current term in office. But there was no question about immigration status on this year's census forms, so it's not clear how Trump could carry out this change. For now, the Census Bureau says it can provide information about some unauthorized immigrants, specifically those in detention centers. Hansi Lo Wong, NPR News, New York.
This is NPR. Armenia and Azerbaijan are accusing each other of targeting civilians in violating a ceasefire in the worst fighting over the region of Nagorno-Karabakh since the 1990s. Nine people are being detained in connection with the gruesome killing of a French teacher by a student in the Paris suburbs. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports the student is believed to have been beheaded the teacher because the professor showed caricatures of Islam's prophet Muhammad in class.
The student was enraged that the teacher showed the caricatures during a civics lesson about freedom of speech. The lesson was in the context of an ongoing trial in France. 14 people are accused of giving logistical support to the two terrorists who attacked satirical weekly magazine Charlie Hebdo 5 years ago. The boy's parents, brother, and grandfather have been detained, as well as some other parents who had signaled their disagreement with the teacher showing the cartoons. This is the second act of violence since the Charlie Hebdo trial began. Several weeks ago, a Pakistani man, angry about what he called the magazine's blasphemy, knifed an innocent bystander. The teacher's killing is being investigated as a terrorist attack. The 18-year-old assailant posted a picture of the victim on Twitter before being shot dead by police. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Britain's space agency says it will back a medical drone delivery service that aims to transport coronavirus samples, test kits, and protective equipment between hospitals. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.